And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
No one ever said it would be easy for 170 North Carolina state legislators to craft a coherent state budget proposal, or that all of them should or can play an equal role in shaping it. But over the last decade of conservative Republican rule, something's gone deeply wrong with a process that now involves just a handful of powerful lawmakers and that's taking place almost exclusively behind closed doors. One of the latest examples of this broken situation can be seen in a vague provision recently slipped into the House version of the budget that would spend $5 million on what's described only as, quote, the Uptown Greenville Project, unquote. No other details were provided. In response to a reporter's question, not even the legislator who apparently added the language, Representative Jason Sain, could say what the public purpose of the appropriation would be. This is, in a word, ridiculous. And the legislative leaders like Senator Phil Berger and House Speaker Tim Moore, who have allowed such abuses to become the new and destructive norm on Jones Street, should be embarrassed. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.